USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where this weekend's shooting took place. They plan to meet with families privately. President Biden speaking at the 41st National Peace Officer Memorial Service over the weekend.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never ever waver.
Also from the White House, U.S. households can request 8 more free at-home COVID-19 tests, which will arrive in their mailboxes. Biden has requested an additional $22 billion from Congress to buy vaccines and therapeutics to prepare for a fall spike in cases. However, lawmakers have balked at the price tag. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The city of Chicago is bumping up its curfew after more violence over the weekend. Kenny Burns reports.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says that new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 vaccine booster for healthy kids ages 5 to 11. Some people, including those 50 years of age and older, can choose a second booster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
If you're looking to put your home up for sale, you may want to think about relocating to the South. Reporter Tim Berg explains why.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in Northeast Alabama jumped 2 spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter cannot move forward. That is, unless the company shows public proof that less than 5% of the accounts on the platform are fake or spam. Musk made the comment in a reply to another user on Twitter on Tuesday. Musk spent much of the previous day in a back and forth with Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal. A California law that required companies primarily based in the state who have women on their corporate boards has been ruled unconstitutional. In a 23-page ruling, Judge Maureen Duffy Lewis found the state could not prove that the gender-based classification system boosted California's economy or improved opportunities for women in the workplace. The law was signed by former Governor Jerry Brown. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.